Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. I heard an intro. I didn't hear on mute or anything. Did you?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Anna, can you hear us? Oh, and we are live, Will.
We are live.
Yes, we are.
Okay. I heard everything else, but I didn't hear that part.
Yep, we are live. Yes, we are doing broadcast today, Monday, June 20th. Will was out of town last week at the Faith and Freedom Road.
Road to Majority.
Road
Faith
to
and
Majority.
Yep, Faith and Freedom Road to Majority 2022 in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yep, so we moved our Thursday broadcast to Monday, and Will is tired, but he is here.
I am tired, and I am here. Yes, 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 yes. But you know what? As tired as I am, doesn't mean we can take a break from everything that's going on.
No.
I wish the world would just stop for just a second and just take a breather. Just stop doing all the nonsense. Just stop doing it. But you know what? They're not going to. They can't help themselves. This is something that they feel that they have to do because they're on the verge of like, well, if we don't do this now, we're going to lose complete control over the people, and we're going to lose control over everything. So that's one of the main reasons why we're seeing all the crazy stuff today unfold before our very eyes.
Yeah, you know, and the big talk right now is what, Will? It's gas,
inflation,
the supposedly recession that's on the horizon, and there's conflicts. Well, everybody but Joe Biden believes it's inevitable.
Right. Everybody but Joe.
Yeah, but we're going to talk about that here in a moment. But first thing first, listen, last week there was a little tussle between Biden and the oil companies. Joe Biden's been really coming out strong, saying, you know, criticizing the oil companies, saying that they're making a lot of money, but they're not pumping a whole lot of oil. And so last week, the oil companies kind of pushed back a little bit, you know?
Well, they have to, because if they don't push back, Joe Biden is going to push them out of business. But you know what? I think that's kind of the point.
Well, you know, we've seen the videos now. Will's shown them on his show. We've actually played them on the podcast here. Where literally, Joe, when he was campaigning for presidency, he said he was going to shut down the oil company. It was one of his goals. He was going to shut down the coal. He was going to shut down oil companies. He was going green. And I still think that. So, don't you, Will, don't you think that he's going full steam ahead with his green deal?
Yeah, absolutely. So what it was is that, remember Joe Biden tried to do the whole Green New Deal? Right.
Yeah.
He tried to do the Green New Deal and tried to get Congress to pass that nonsense. Well, what happened? It failed flat on its face.
Yep.
Manchin and I can't ever remember her name. It's on the tip of my tongue. Well, Manchin, you know, decided to not to go along with it because it wasn't going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's a Democrat. And it was one other Democrat. And I can't, for some reason, for the life of me, I can never remember her name. And both of them didn't go along with the Green New Deal. So it fell flat on its face. Well, even though it fell flat on its face, they're still moving forward with it. They're still going along.
You're
as if
the cinema.
Cinema. Yeah, I don't know why I can't ever remember her name. But they're still moving forward with it,
right?
And the whole Green New Deal, and this is exactly what the Green New Deal will bring: more chaos, more energy crisis. And they're saying that we cannot go back to oil. Even John Kerry last week even came out and said that we should never go back to oil, never go back to it. Well, the energy companies, they use oil to produce the energy.
Right.
For them to literally come out and say that, you know, because the Green New Deal fell on his face, that that the energy companies are, in this case, the oil companies are at fault because of the gas prices, is a total farce. It's a total lie, because all this was happening not because of Putin, not because of Russia. It's all because of the Biden administration, what they did when he, for day one.
Yeah.
Day one, what did he do? He shut down the XL pipeline.
Yeah.
Day one, he shut down drilling on federal lands. Day one, he actually shut down three other pipelines, and it destroyed jobs. And now we're in a situation where you have people not knowing what's going to happen next day to day, going to the gas station. Some gas stations have signs, sorry, out of gas.
Yeah.
SOL, you got to go someplace else. Well, what if you're already on fumes?
Yeah.
And you have to go a few more miles to get there.
Yeah, we know calls for running out of gas are higher than they've ever been here in America. They've been talking about it's like up like 5,000%.
Yes.
It's absolutely ridiculous. And you know what? They had a report on Fox News last week, too. I don't know what we did with it, but one of the commentary was on there, and he's like, listen, Biden said when he got into office, he was going to wage war against the oil companies, which doesn't make sense. It's actually economic suicide, because our country literally runs on the oil industry. Every single person going to work, for the most part, is relying on oil in some shape or form. Even electric cars right now, believe it or not, aren't running without oil creating energy.
Exactly.
Sorry to say it.
That's how it
but
is.
But then people traveling on vacations, trucks shipping goods.
18-wheelers.
He even said even Air Force One, in order to get up in the air, he's relying on oil.
Oil.
The oil industry. So.
Yep.
The fact that he's waged war against him doesn't make sense. And everybody is, well, when I say everybody, I'm talking about the experts, right, are saying at this point right now, we are so reliant on the oil industry, there's no way he can just swipe it out from underneath our feet.
Right, but he can't.
It's
but
unrealistic.
That's, but there, he's
even
willing,
in the next 10, 20 years.
He's willing to do that.
Right.
If that means tearing down the American economy.
True.
And again, that's all part of the whole Build Back Better.
Yeah.
They're willing to do that. If that means people are going to be hurt, lose their jobs, then so be it. They're willing to do that. And they've demonstrated it multiple times. They do not care.
Right.
They do not care. So I do have something where Joe Biden, where he's talking about the gas, and of course, he never takes any responsibility. But before I get to this audio clip, Shannon, tell everybody the phone number that's listening in right now. If they want to give us a call and chime in about the gas prices in their neck of the woods, and what do they think about inflation? Have they, and I would like to also know, have they started preparing? Because it's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming. I mean, the inflation is already here, but when I say it's coming, it's going to impact people like they never expected in this nation.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm going to give that number. If you can, get ready, get a piece of paper, maybe get notepad on your phone, iPad ready. But I want to know, Joe Biden last week said that
he's going to change his name to Joe Biden.
That the economy under him is stronger than it was before he took office. He
yes.
said everybody's savings is up. People are saving money more than they ever did before. And everybody's looking really good and happy with where their portfolios are. And I'm just like, what? I was like, wait, this isn't like currently the same, is it? But anyways, the number is 516-595-8069. Once again, I'm going to give it to you. It is 516-595-8069. There's so much to talk about. We'd love for you to call us. So, Will, you got that video ready? Or that, not video, audio ready?
First, I'm doing everything in my power to blunt Putin's gas price hike. Just since he invaded Ukraine, it's gone up $1.74 a gallon because of nothing else but that.
He said nothing else but that, and he said it went up $1.74. And so everyone he saw in this audio clip that everyone's listening to, that he was talking to the union, and he's telling all of them the only reason why it's up $1.74 is because of Putin, and has nothing to do with, have absolutely nothing to do with him and what they've done. It has everything to do with
Russia.
It has everything to do with Putin.
Right.
It has everything to do with everybody else. Nothing but that. Not me. I mean, he literally blatantly lies right there in front of everybody, and no one calls him out on it. The liberal media says nothing, and then, yeah, it has to be Putin.
You
That's the only
that?
Reason why.
I think liberal media is starting
well,
to say
Well, I take that back.
Yeah.
Some of them are starting to say it because it's so obvious.
Yeah, it's
hurting people. People are hurting. People are getting hurt because of what his policies are doing.
Right, and absolutely. And listen, we know now that, and we've reported it on our show, that Biden says, look at they, why aren't they drilling? Why aren't they drilling? Why aren't these oil companies drilling? We know that in the past, up until last year, there was about 37,000 oil drill permits out there for them to drill. Now it's down to 9,000 this year. And the problem with those 9,000 that are available for them to drill really aren't available for them to drill. So the Biden administration has got them so caught up in red tape that it could take up to 10 years to even get a permit to pump on some of these sites. It's
So let's get this straight. Within 18 months, he's destroyed our energy independence and making it, and now it's to the point to where it's going to take 7 to 10 years for them to recover that. And it only took him 18 months to destroy
it. It always takes longer to recover. Right.
18 months.
Because now Biden is putting pressure
it'll take longer as long as we have the socialist, communist, Democrat in control.
Yeah.
President Trump comes back in 2024. He's going to cut all the red tape. He's going to say enough is enough and you need to start drilling. Go ahead and do it. We're going to get rid of all this. And I think President Trump's going to put his foot down. But, you know, we can get into more details why they're going to try to prevent President Trump from coming back and making America great again.
Right. I forget who were we listening to last week that was saying that they were talking to some oil companies here in Texas. And the oil companies here in Texas were saying that literally they can't even get loans right now to do the drilling and stuff they need to do because they're seen as a liability. They don't know what's going to happen with Biden and all his red tape. But listen, so then last week Biden – gosh, this man, he comes out and he says, you know, that oil companies need to do more, right? He slammed the executives in a letter saying that they had unacceptably high profit margins while regular Americans are suffering and calling on the industry to work with his administration to address increased prices from Russia invasion of Ukraine. Now, let's make this clear. Biden, by his own policies, have literally driven up the prices. And I'm going to tell you why. One, because of supply. He shut down supply. And what happens when supply goes down, Will?
Demand.
Demand goes up, which does what to the price?
Go up.
Goes up, right?
Are you asking me trick questions here?
Well, I mean, I'm thinking it's math 101 or it's economics 101.
It's common sense 101.
It's common sense. You know, President Trump says that a lot. And I always, when he talks, if you've ever gone to one of his rallies, one of the events, one of his speaking engagements.
He
talks about common sense, and everybody around him, Mike Pompeo, who I really adore, I love him, he really talks about the common sense policies that Trump had, and they work because they're common sense. So here Biden is blaming the oil companies for stuff that literally Biden is doing.
But you know what that is, right? They caused the chaos, they caused the problem, and then they want to try to come in and act like they have the solution.
And the sad thing is these people out here are so ignorant that they don't even understand what has happened.
No, they don't.
Right?
They go right along with it.
Oh, that's right. They're getting rich. Here's the other thing. You know, one way that Biden has gotten rid of our supply is he's giving it away to Russia. I'm sorry.
Russia.
I didn't mean Russia. I meant Europe because of Russia,
yeah,
right? Because of the war in Russia. And then, of course, he's even giving some to China. We're at lows that we had in the 1950s. That's how low our oil supply is. If he doesn't do something and do something quick on his end and only on his end, then we're going to be in trouble. So Chevron came out and he said, you know, Chevron and Exxon have actually been very, they've held back a lot, right, on what they could say.
They haven't been outspoken at all.
Right. They've really been, and I'm sure because honestly, they're at the mercy of the Biden administration. They literally are, right? Biden knows that. He's mm-hmm. the one tying up their hands.
Right.
So,
right.
You know what I mean? So they said that Biden has imposed obstacles to our industry delivering energy resources the world needs. So he's taken all the resources that they need, and he's given them to the world.
Yeah.
Just like I said about our oil. It's absolutely
insane. You're not going to give this to the American people, but we're going to share this out to the rest of the world while the American people hurt.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then what really surprises me, or actually it doesn't surprise me, but it's just the point that he has the audacity to come out and sit there and say that this is the fault of the oil companies. And he's going to do an executive order against the oil companies. When the oil companies are saying, wait a minute, you did this to us. We didn't do any of this, and now you're going to penalize us for what you did?
Yeah.
You know what it makes me think about, and this is just a little bit off topic, if I can. So I put videos. I put videos on, you're the producer. I put videos on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and Instagram. So I put a video on Instagram, and when you put videos on Instagram, they give you this music selection to select music from. It's the same thing. So then I said, oh, I like this music track. I'm going to select this one on Instagram, and I put it on the video. This was like 2 months ago. Just 4 days ago, Instagram binged me saying that I use music without permission. But they provided the music. It's the same thing here. You know, it's what they're doing is that they'll do stuff, they put it out there, and then they're like, oh, we got you.
Yeah,
but
like, it's your fault.
It's my fault.
Yeah, Biden literally said this to the American people. He says, the crunch that families are facing deserves immediate action. This is what Biden is saying. He's literally saying, listen, all of you guys are victims of the oil company.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that I created the situation. He says, your companies need to work with my administration to bring for concrete near-term solutions that address the crisis and respect the equities of energy workers and fence line communities. So one of the things that they have to do to get a permit is they have to make it a more equitable company. You know what that means, right, people?
Yeah.
Okay. But anyways, let's bring this. We have a caller
on
the line. It is Joshua from Illinois.
Joshua from Illinois. Hello, Joshua. Thank you so much for joining us. Do we have Joshua?
Is that your fault that I can't hear Joshua?
No, we should be able to hear Joshua because we could hear the intro before we got started. So,
is Joshua unmuted? There he is.
Can you guys hear me now?
Yep, loud and clear. Thank you so much for joining us, Joshua.
Okay, yeah, I had to mute out and come back in. Okay, how you guys doing?
So it's your fault, Joshua.
all my feelings.
I like that. All my feelings, I like it.
I like it, too. What's up?
Hey, well, thank you so much, Joshua. What you got?
Well, Biden came in and obviously shut down the Keystone XL. That was going to be huge for American profit when it came to the flow of crude oil from Canada into America. He destroyed that.
And jobs,
day one.
Everything, yes.
Dude, yeah, like tens of thousands of jobs, yeah. And then he opened Nord Stream 2 to make sure that Qatar oil was shipped all over the place via Russia. And that's why Germany's having a little bit of a stick up their butt right now when it comes to their invasion of Ukraine. My question is this. Why are we not doing anything about bringing our mining back to America because we have more than everybody else that has ever existed.
Well, that's a, you know what? That's another thing. Anything that will make America energy independent, they're going to shoot it down. Anything. Fracking, mining, coal mining, natural gas, and oil.
Yep.
They want all of that to go away. I don't know if you saw this here recently. There was just a, yeah, there was just a video just the other day. I saw it the day before yesterday where this train that was carrying coal ended up having a spill, and it wrecked. And all this coal was spilled out onto the land there. And, of course, you know, the environmentalists and the leftists are going to come out saying, this is so bad, it's so terrible. They're like equating it to like an oil spill in the ocean, except for it's all on land because of the coal. But they want it all to go away. And they're never going to do it because it's all part of this whole total, what do they call it, the Great Reset. They want to tear down our world economy.
Yeah. Yeah, and they thought that they, you know, they're getting paid by the companies that the solar companies and so on. They want to become more green,
right?
And so that's what they're pushing for. But literally, solar will not be enough to will not create enough energy
and wind energy
to run America
and the wind energy too.
And wind,
I have a sense I have a sense of humor about that because they're talking about clean energy. And nuclear, they keep comparing nuclear energy to stuff in Chernobyl and stuff that, you know, unforeseen circumstances that caused the tsunami to hit Nagasaki. We have a little, if you just build it a little bit more inland, especially in the Atlantic, we don't have tsunamis. So, it would be astonishing if we would just kind of invest our entire infrastructure, futuristically speaking, towards that clean energy, and everyone's talking about solar panels and all this other nonsense. I don't know. What do you guys think about that? Because we can't really look at nuclear as dirty anymore. We can't. We tried.
No, nuclear, right. I mean, nuclear power is not going to go anywhere. You have other nations just trying to come up with nuclear power because you can provide cities, major cities, with energy. I mean, that's how we're doing it here in the United States of America. So, per se, that's never going to go away. Because, you know, you notice one thing, you never hear the left talk about nuclear power, right? Because they look at nuclear power as if that's a clear energy source. That's how they look at it. But they never talk about nuclear power. But they only talk about oil and coal and natural gas. That's the main three that they always talk about because that's the ones that they want. And because oil is the number one moneymaker in this nation, so they want to squash it. They want to get rid of it.
It's the biggest industry.
It's the one of the biggest industries in this nation, and they want to squash it. But I have no issues with nuclear power because that's how majority of the nation is getting their energy.
Can I throw something into the air that may or may not catch? I'll throw it up. You guys put your gloves up. If it catches, it catches. Nuclear energy completely makes Saudi Arabia, Iran, and like five other countries completely irrelevant, Qatar, UAE, because we wouldn't have to be dependent on their oil. We wouldn't have to be subject to their negotiations. They would be irrelevant.
I mean, to be honest, we don't have to now.
Yeah, I mean, we really, really don't.
Yeah, if we were doing our stuff
Trump,
ourselves, yes.
Under President Trump, we weren't depending on him at all. I mean, you're right. I mean, we wouldn't have to depend on him. We at one point we were not depending on him. We don't have to. But because of this whole global reset and it's all coming out of the economic form, they want certain companies to produce certain products and certain resources. And that's where we are because in their one world system, they believe only certain countries should be able to produce certain goods or services or, you know, whatever.
But the sad thing is not the whole world is cooperating.
No, no, but they're trying to.
Russia's not cooperating. Iran's not cooperating.
Well, they have their own idea of their whole one world order.
Exactly,
so.
Right.
You're telling me that other independent nations are acting like independent nations? That's astonishing to me. Oh, my God, my mind is blown.
I know the audacity of them, right?
Oh, how dare they be independent nations as independent nations? This is just so
exactly
so treacherous.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, something must be wrong with them. Hey, Josh, thanks so much for the call.
Hey, thanks, guys.
All right, take care.
Thank you.
Okay, so I want to play that audio clip, Shannon, where John Kerry was talking about, you know, the oil and gas. Listen to what he says, because he was saying that we shouldn't go back. And you know what? This is when he went to this event, and I'm pretty sure he got there on his private jet.
Oh,
that
course.
Used the oil and gas. Jet fuel. Listen to this.
And energy security worry is driving a lot of the thoughts now about, oh, we need more drilling of gas. We need more drilling of this. We need to go back to coal. No, we don't. We absolutely don't. And we have to prevent a false narrative from entering into this, or, again, pun intended, we are cooked.
The false narrative is that we're going to get away from it at the snap of their fingers.
That's what it is. They're allowing the American people to hurt. And if you can't afford gas, then in their mind is that, well, maybe you shouldn't be able to work. If you can't afford gas to get put in your vehicle, then maybe you shouldn't go anywhere. If you can't afford gas, then maybe you should look at getting an electric vehicle. And it's really stupid of them to even say that, because if you can't afford the gas, how in the world are you going to afford the electric vehicle?
You know what one of the other biggest industries right now in America is? Used cars. There aren't very many electric cars that are being sold as used cars. I mean, I hate to say
it. No, that's true.
It's a new car.
That's true.
Right? So people, because of the economy we're in, they can't afford new cars. They're literally buying used cars.
Yeah.
And quite honestly, used cars aren't even being manufactured at the rate they were, because the supply and demand.
You mean new cars.
Are not being manufactured at the rate they used to, because of supply chains and all that other crap that
the Obama administration has done. I mean, it's just think about it. When we were under President Trump, none of these issues that we're talking about, the inflation, because America was prospering. America jobs were coming back. We weren't talking about any of that. The job situation, more Black, more Hispanics were working
ever before.
This is before the pandemic.
Before Biden.
Before the pandemic.
Yeah.
Before the pandemic, these job records, they were making records. And that's why you had Bill Maher even talking about the only way to get rid of Trump is that we have to crush the economy. And now Bill Maher, I guess maybe he grew amnesia and forgot that he said that, but now he's complaining about what Joe Biden is doing.
Biden.
Yeah, because he's a burden to the country.
You come up with new.
Well, I didn't come up.
I was like, what are you talking about?
I would love to take credit for that one, but I can't.
Okay.
So
is that something you learned in the majority?
Well, the young lady, Maggie, said it.
Oh. Okay.
She said it while she was on stage, Joe Biden. And I'm like, I like that. I said, you know what? I think I might make a T-shirt, Joe Biden. Because he's
is
a burden to the country.
Is Joe Biden?
Yeah, Joe Mama. Joe Biden. Yeah, he's become a burden. Well, the thing is, we were energy independent, all of this stuff, and you have a lot of people, regardless of what background you come from, complaining about the current situation. And Joe and the rest of the Democrats, none of them will acknowledge that this is something that they did. The solution is right there.
Yeah.
The solution, all of us can be changed if Joe Biden would come out and just say, you know what, we're not going to do this anymore. We're stopping all this. Oil companies, do your thing. We're not exporting anymore. We're going to leave the oil here. The rest of the countries, y'all got to fend for yourself, because right now America is on the verge of collapsing,
right,
and we got to prevent that. But he's not going to do that. He's going to continue doing what he's doing, because he's taking his order directions from the World Economic Forum.
Yeah. Let's switch a little bit now. So we know that he doesn't recognize or will not admit that he is part of the problem with the gas prices and the oil deficit here in America, right? So let's talk about inflation. Or recession, I should say. Recession, literally, if you turn on the news, you can listen to it on the channel the past week or two without them talking about the recession on the horizon, right?
Right.
Now, everybody's admitting this. Even people from Obama's administration are saying, hey, listen, it's coming. But for some reason, Biden is living in this bubble that no one else is living in. He says that we can still avoid inflation. Well, do we have a clip on an audio clip for that?
Well, we have a couple of them. But the first one I want to play is where he's standing on a beach.
He's on a little vacation.
Yeah, he's standing on a beach, and a reporter asked him about the recession that a lot of people are saying is coming. That hey, we can't get around it. Economists are saying that a recession is more likely than ever, and Joe Biden tries to say that it's a total lie.
Can I say something?
And then he says. To the reporter, you sound like a Republican. What has that got to do with anything? The economy is on the verge of tanking, meaning that people, if this is, and you know what, Shannon, this is what a lot of people don't understand. If the economy tanks the way a lot of these economists are talking about, that means you think we've already had food shortages?
This
means that there's going to be no food on the shelves. That means the crime is going to go through the roof. That means people are going to have to fend for themselves.
It's very limited.
It's going to be total chaos.
Right. And I just want to bring up something because I said he was on vacation this week. There is an article by DailyMail.com, and it literally says this. Remember when Trump would go golfing and they're like, oh, where's Trump again?
That's
He's
what it says
golfing.
On there. That's what it says
you
on there.
That? No, I'm trying to.
I know. I'm messing with you.
But do you remember that?
Every single time President Trump went golfing, went somewhere. Oh, my goodness. He's on vacation again. Oh, my goodness.
Biden is on pace to take the most vacation than any other president, including Trump, in history right now.
Wait a minute.
Literally,
you're talking about just in the first 18 months.
Yes, listen to this. So far since taking office, Biden has spent 188 full or partial days away from the White House vacationing. That's a lot. He's only been in office for, 2.5 years? It says that he spends his vacationing.
No, it hasn't been 2.5 years. It's been almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years.
That's why I said 18 months.
Yeah. So it's been, he's either at his property in Delaware or at Camp David. But I just wanted to bring that up.
A lot of people say, but he's old.
I don't care.
He needs the rest. I mean, he needs his rest.
I mean,
he's
President
old.
Trump wasn't a young man.
But he's old. He needs his rest. That's what they say. That's what I'm like. Well, are you kidding me? And it's funny. Someone who trusts or someone who hates President Trump, and they come out and they sit there. This is a funny story because I actually asked someone who thinks Biden is doing a good job or doing the best he can.
Mm-hmm.
I said, would you get in the airplane if he was the pilot?
Okay, let me tell
you. What do you think they said? They changed the subject.
So Biden is 79. You know how old Trump is?
How old is Trump?
76. He's only 3 years older than Trump. He does not act. He acts way older. He's senile.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's get back on.
Okay. So here's it's kind of hard for everyone who's listening. It's kind of hard to understand what the reporter is asking because there's a lot of background noise.
He's on a beach. Remember, he's on vacation.
And he's on a beach. But listen, so in the very beginning of this, just to give you some content, the very beginning of this, the reporter asked about the recession that is coming, that many are saying this. And listen to what Joe Biden says.
I promise.
More likely than ever.
Not the majority of them are saying that. Come on, don't make things up, okay? Now you sound like a Republican politician. I'm joking. That was a joke. But all kidding aside, no, I don't think it is.
Now you sound like a Republican politician. No, you don't. No, you don't. I'm just kidding. All kidding aside. Why even say that in the first place?
Yeah.
Why even say that in the first place? Dude is a bubbling idiot, and he's like, oh, wait a minute. I wonder, it must have been CNN or MSDNC, one of the ones that have been right there by his side through all the corruption.
Yeah.
And so he probably, no, you don't. No, you don't. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Let's take a call. We have a caller on the line. It is Joe from Montana.
Joe, what's going on, Joe? Thank you so much for the call. Do we have Joe?
Joe, are you muted as well?
Yeah, I think maybe Joe's having the same issue. All right, well, we do have another one here.
Oh, he dropped. I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay, well, we do.
Sorry we missed you, Joe.
Yep, okay. So, actually, I want to play this other audio clip. This is what Larry Summers, former secretary to
Treasury, Secretary of Obama.
Yeah, former secretary Treasury for Barack Hussein Obama. And he listen to what he says about the current situation, about the recession here in the United States of America.
Is a recession, a mild one, necessary in order to tame inflation?
And this is for everyone. This is him on Meet the Press. He's on Meet the Press. I think his name is Chuck Todd or Todd, something like that. He's on Meet the Press, and he's asking the former Secretary of Treasury now this question. Listen.
Mild one necessary in order to tame inflation? Can inflation at this point be tamed without without triggering a recession?
I don't think there are historical precedents for inflation at the rate we now have it coming down to the target the Fed has set of 2% without a recession. I think all the precedents point towards a recession, Chuck. There's always a first time for everything, and I don't want ever to make forecasts with certainty. But if you look at a whole range of indicators, if you look at what's happened in markets, if you look at the relative levels of interest rates of different durations, if you look at surveys of consumer expectations, and if you look at the simple fact that what drives inflation is supply and demand. Supply doesn't change that fast, and so mostly what you need to do to reduce inflation is reduce demand, and that is a very hard process to control, and so it usually leads to a recession.
That's exactly what it's leading to. It's leading to recession. Now, let me remind you, this was the former Treasury Secretary under the Biden administration.
Yes, Larry Summers.
Larry Summers. And to my understanding, so is the current Biden administration seeking influence or seeking counsel from Larry Summers as well?
I don't know. Apparently so, because Biden says he talked to him this morning. But I just want to make it clear. There's other articles by this Larry Summers. He's actually a Harvard professor of economics at Harvard University, and he has been saying recession at this point is unavoidable. That's what he's been saying. So now we're going to play a clip from Joe Biden today.
Joe Biden.
After he had a call with Summers. Let's see what he says.
I was talking to Larry Summers this morning.
Yeah, he says it right there. I was talking to Larry Summers this morning.
Yep.
Really? You're talking to Larry Summers this morning? Okay. I won't stop it again. Listen.
I was talking to Larry Summers this morning, and there's nothing inevitable about a recession. I think we're going to be able to get a change in Medicare and a reduction in the cost of insulin. Insulin, if you know anybody who has type 2 diabetes or have a child who has it, they need the shots during the week. It can cost them up to $1,000 a week. It may not cost more than $35. and they're still going to make 3.5 times what they invested in.
Oh, my goodness. What in the world is he talking about? What does insulin have to do with inflation?
Yeah, he's ridiculous. First of all,
what
he
in
actually
the world?
Says the very opposite of what Larry has been saying, right?
He didn't even answer the question.
And then Larry Summers has been talking about what's going to drive recession, supply and demand. He doesn't even talk about supply and demand. He starts talking about Medicaid, which is a federal funded
program. It's a federal funded program. But my goodness, the inflation, the government is causing the inflation.
Absolutely.
And he goes completely off to the left and doesn't even answer the question. It is happening.
In another video, it actually talks about an article with this guy. He talks about federal spending being out of control. Medicaid is one of those federal spending programs, like you said. So, honestly, I'm like, what bubble is he living in? What did he actually even listen to anything Larry Summers says? Because
no, apparently not.
You can't say it's not.
Apparently not, because either Larry Summers is lying or Brandon is lying.
Yeah, because it's not.
One of them is lying. Who do you think is lying here? I mean, seriously.
Joe don't know. That's it. Joe don't know.
Joe don't know.
Joe don't know. That's a t-shirt for you.
Yeah, Joe don't know.
Joe don't know.
Joe don't know. Joe's an idiot.
Why are gas prices up? Joe don't know.
Yeah.
Are we going into recession?
Joe don't know. Do we have an issue on the border? Joe don't know. Is American people hurting? Joe don't know. I like that one.
We got a whole bunch of pieces like that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, or you can put them all on there. The border crisis, energy crisis, the war, you know, with Ukraine and all this stuff. Joe don't know. Iran getting ready to build a nuclear bomb. Joe don't know. Joe needs to use the restroom. Joe don't know.
Can he take questions?
Yeah.
Joe don't know.
Yeah, Joe don't know. We got to write him down for him. Joe, which one's your wife and which one's your sister? Joe don't know.
You say the same thing for his press secretary.
Yeah.
She don't know.
Oh, my goodness. She don't know diddly. She was when she was asked about the baby formula. She said, I don't know.
We haven't been asked that question in a week.
Oh yeah, it's been a week since we had to talk about baby formula. What do we say about baby formula?
I don't have any notes on that, people.
Yeah. And if you go, well, can you go ask Joe? Oh, well, wait, Joe don't know. But you're the press secretary. I would ask him, but Joe don't know.
That's good stuff.
So I want to play another audio clip from one of the greatest presidents that we've had in our lifetime. This is one of them, okay? Made complete sense. This was a while back, and I'm talking about Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan was talking about the inflation and what causes the inflation. He was talking about it then, and he was talking about it to the extent where we're seeing it today. Because Jimmy Carter, being another socialist Democrat at the time, he came before Reagan, and Jimmy Carter was trying to do the exact same thing that Joe Biden is doing today. Jimmy Carter was like, oh, my goodness, this is so wonderful. Look how he's destroying America. This is exactly what I wanted to do for my presidency, but they removed me before I could do it. So Joe Biden, he's actually doing it before within the first 18 months. He's destroying America. Listen to what Ronald Reagan said back in the day, and it still resonates today.
Until we can get inflation under control, we're not going to get all of the other things that ail our economy under control. We do not have inflation because, as President Carter says, we have lived too well. We have inflation in great measure because the federal government has lived too well. And by that, I mean it has become bloated, incredibly inefficient, and has year after year been spending more money than it takes in. And spending more money than you have leads to inflation. A one-shot, piecemeal approach to the inflation problem simply won't work. It's been tried, and it's failed. Only an all-encompassing program combining restraint in government spending with economic growth in the private sector will work.
That's exactly, and it resonates today.
Man.
The exact same thing. I mean, you could play. The reason why I'm playing that now today because it still applies.
Yes, yeah, so we're talking about things about one of the reasons why we have inflation right now is because of federal spending.
Yeah,
100%.
And never mind everybody. We just borrowed $400 billion from
China
to send to Ukraine.
Well, it's $40 billion. Not 400,
but was it 40 billion?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, okay. Well, that's still 40.
We still borrowed from
40
China.
$40 billion from
China
to send to Ukraine, and then we're gonna and Ukraine is not gonna pay us back. We're gonna have to pay
China
back.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
You know, because Ukraine is like, oh, that's just money.
It's gonna take years. If they even win this battle in the end, it's gonna take them years and decades to rebuild.
If they win the battle?
Yeah.
You mean if the United States wins the war against Russia?
True.
Because we're we are at war with Russia.
Yeah, we've invested more in it than any other country.
Yeah, we're at war with Russia. Mm-hmm. We're just using Ukraine as a proxy for this war.
Yeah.
We're putting Ukraine out in the forefront. Hey, just keep doing it, keep doing it, keep going. We'll do it. And they're using Ukraine to try to wear out Russia, to try to wear them down. But while they're trying to wear down Russia, they're actually hurting America. They're actually hurting America. And look what's happening with
China
and Taiwan now. Look what's happening there.
Yeah.
China is still talking about taking over Taiwan. And the United States of America, what are they going to do?
Yeah. Well, I just read this morning on Western Journal, which I really like, Western Journal. And they were saying that China has just sent another warship to the waters around Taiwan. But China has now built their third huge military ship all on their own. Usually what they used to do is they would get old ships from Russia. They would repurpose it. But now China's now built their third ship. 100% with Chinese architects, technology, and everything.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of ship is it?
It's one of those where the planes go.
Oh, it's an aircraft carrier.
Yeah.
So they built the third aircraft carrier.
I believe it was. I'm going to see if I can pull it.
You said one of those with the plane goes off. The aircraft carrier.
Thank
yeah,
you.
So, yeah.
I'm not a military expert. I'm sorry.
I'm not a military. Okay, so. I'm not
you're
a biologist,
military brat, though.
But I'm not a biologist either.
You're a military brat, though.
But I'm not a biologist, and I know what a woman is.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, I only know because I used to, you know, I used to have an aircraft carrier.
Yeah, it's
an aircraft
carrier. Absolutely, it sure is.
The aircraft carrier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. So aircraft carrier.
Yep, it says Communist China has thrown down the gauntlet in the escalating battle for global military dominance. I'm telling you, they are the ones to look out for. And you know what? Even our own generals are saying that they have surpassed our technology,
yes.
That we are so far behind,
mm-hmm.
That it is absolutely scary. I'm wondering what's on this ship. I guarantee nobody knows.
I mean, you know, the technology, right? They're already talking about how we're already, how they've already exceeded the United States of America. And you know what? If China were to do anything, I think within this current or Biden administration, this would be the time for them to do it.
Yeah, listen.
Because if they see President Trump return, all of this is going to change.
Yeah, listen, it actually says China launches the third aircraft carrier, but there's nothing that immediately sets it apart from anything else on the seas. I'm telling you, I said China is stepping it up.
China.
Yeah, they are stepping it up.
Why are we doing business with them? It's so irritating.
Well, because the reason why we're doing it is because that's why they call them China Joe. China Joe or Beijing Joe, because the deals that
you can't crane Joe.
Yeah, and it's basically because of all the deals that Hunter Biden had in China, and Joe Biden, they use the big guy, right? They had the big guy to make all these deals. And Joe Brandon or Joe Burden is having to do everything he can to cover up. And I think that's the reason why they sent all this money over to Ukraine, and I call it hush money, for all of the corruption and all of the deals that Joe Brandon had with Ukraine. The stuff that he did, that video saying that he got the prosecutor fired for going after the company because his son was working on it, Burisma Oil, and it's an oil company, Burisma Oil, and he got him fired, and are you not going to get the $1 billion that the American people are going to send, the taxpayer dollars that you're going to send? How is that not a quid pro quo?
Yeah, exactly.
Literally, that's grounds 100%. For impeachment. Automatic removal. He should have been removed then. And then they said, well, him and Obama. Can you impeach a president after they've been out for something that they've done? I mean, seriously. I mean, really. I mean, all of the corruption. And they try to say
that. It doesn't matter. They would do
it. Yeah. I mean, it's just something that all the corruption that happened under there. And they said there was no scandals or no nothing that happened. One of the biggest scandals in this nation happened under
Obama. Absolutely.
2016. The whole Russia collusion delusion.
Russia.
Happened under his administration, which was a total farce. You knew he had to know about it.
No, he did.
You can't tell me the FBI investigating someone. You can't tell me the FBI investigating. Hillary knew because she started it. But the FBI investigating
right,
someone who's running for president and the president didn't know?
Yeah,
come on. The FBI is totally corrupt, too.
Yeah, it's sad. You know, it's sad because everything that's come out about what's happened with the fake dossier and then the Russia collusion, everything that's come out, they've all gotten away with it.
Yep. Yep.
And so now people are sitting here going,
even when it's blatantly obvious that they're guilty.
Blatantly obvious. You know, you got the 2000 Mules video that now they're saying is not what they fact checked it and said it's not true. And these people have all the evidence. So much evidence to prove that it is true. And, you know, it's like, it's so frustrating, Will. It's so frustrating. Even with January 6th, you know, they're having these hearings, and they're saying that the only information that they're let coming out in the hearing is one-sided.
Yes.
It completely has an agenda. They're not even bringing out all the facts in total, right?
And you know what? And they're not going to. They're not going to bring out all the facts. And someone put up.
And Jim Jordan, he was getting mad at him because he's saying this is the first time in history where they won't even let us have an argument on the other side of it.
You know I'm going to play the audio clip, don't you?
Oh.
That's why you said it. You know I'm going to play the audio clip.
I'm good.
they're doing it. Someone put a comment after saying what they're doing is a communist Russian style jury. Where it's just one side gets to voice their opinion, one side gets to paint the picture, and that's it. There's no rebuttal. There's nothing. Listen to what Jim Jordan says about the January 6th fake committee.
Regarding January 6th, I think the goal has been stated. Mr. Raskin stated that their goal is to end the Electoral College and their goal is to stop President Trump from running in 2024, plain and simple.
That's exactly it. And I've been saying it. They want
100%.
They want to make it where Trump cannot run in 2024. This look, they're still going after Trump after all this time, Shannon. How many times did anybody go after Reagan after he left office? How many times did they go after Bush after he left office?
Right.
Who went after Obama after he left office?
Right.
Who went after the second Bush after he left office? How many presidents have you ever known in the history of this nation where you have one side go after the president after he's no longer in office?
Right.
And that's what's happening here.
Mm-hmm.
And as Elise said, they're so focused on this, they've hired the former president of ABC News to produce their partisan documentary. And who is their first witness? A documentarian. So this tells us how political this thing is. And as Ms. Stefanik mentioned, I think the American people have figured it out. But their focus on attacking their political opponents is so strong, they don't care about the rules. They didn't follow the rules, the resolution that says how you're supposed to form this committee. They didn't follow those rules. first time in the history of the Congress that the minority leader was not allowed to put on the select committee the individuals he or she had selected. First time in the 232-year history of our great country.
Do you hear that? The first time. First time in history, and it's happening right now. Why is that? Because they are terrified of President Trump returning. Terrified. So they're doing something that they've never done in the history of this nation. They're literally destroying America right before our eyes, and in this case, right before our ears.
And, of course, we have caught this committee altering evidence and lying to the American people about it. And maybe the worst is when they put on their hearings, there is no cross-examination. Every single hearing we have in this Congress, the majority party can have more witnesses. The majority party is going to have more members on that committee. But the minority party always gets a chance to cross-examine the witness. Even in the crazy partisan impeachment they did in 2019, where Adam Schiff held the depositions and the meetings in the bunker in the basement of the Capitol, even then, there were Republicans in the room and we could depose the witnesses. And, of course, in the open hearings, we could cross-examine the individuals the Democrats brought in. Not so here, which just, again, underscores how partisan this effort is. I think, as our conference chair pointed out, the American people see it for what it is, and they understand the real issues that are impacting them every single day. I would now yield to the guy who was supposed to be the ranking member.
That's something, dude.
It's so discouraging how the Democrats have ruined our government. They've literally ruined it.
Yeah. They've ruined it within and the last they've been on the path of ruining our nation for the past 60 years. Actually, before then, they've been on a path of ruining our country from day one.
Yeah.
And especially after they lost the Civil War, because it was a war against Republicans and Democrats. Mm-hmm. And when they lost the war, they said that they're going to – that's why they've been – ever since then, they've been trying to reverse everything that happened during the Civil War and get back to that point. The Democrats, my opinion, should have been abolished. Every single Democrat that was a politician during that time should have been tried. The same way they did the Nuremberg trials, they should have done the same thing here. And that brings a good question. After the Nuremberg trials, after the Nazis did what they did to the Jewish people, what did they do during the Nuremberg trials? What happened to those people? They killed them. They hung them. They tried them, found them guilty, and they found the death penalty. You had Democrats, the Democrat Party, and they abolished the Nazi Party. The Nazis here, the Democrat Party, they should have been abolished.
I agree with that. You've
no, seriously, they should have been. Yeah, they
I
should
totally
have,
agree with you. Yeah.
They should have been abolished.
Yeah.
And the only reason why they were not abolished because the Republicans, being who they are, saying that okay, now the war is over with, we're all Americans. Let's come to an agreement. Let's find a middle ground. Let's do it.
We found it different, right? I mean, it's kind of like that check and balances type thing. But now, I mean, if you want to get rid of the way we run our elections, they want to get rid of the filibuster, they want to pack the court. I mean, they want to do all these things that have made us have somewhat of a check and balance, right? And they only want to do it, why?
Because
they're selfish reasons.
Right,
they think
because
that we know better than everybody else in this country.
Can you imagine if the Republicans had the House, the Senate, the White House, and talked about stacking the courts?
Oh, man.
Imagine if they didn't. So just imagine, come 2022, the end of 2022, it is 2022. Imagine if the November.
Yeah.
Let's say the Republicans went back to Senate, and they have majority of the Senate. Let's say they removed so many Democrats that they can pass whatever it is that they want to, without a single vote from the Democrats, because they have the majority, right? Imagine they have the House. They can, and so imagine they push through some more if they say, okay, now we're going to stack the courts, but they're going to stack the courts with conservative Christians, the left would go ballistic. They would lose their everlasting rabbit minds. They would riot. There would be more chaos. You think Brett Kavanaugh, him having a death threat, we didn't even get into that.
Yeah.
Brett Kavanaugh, you know, on the verge of losing his life because of what the Democrats have done. There will be so much more of that. And that's the reason, and that's why the Joe Biden has yet to come out and to reject that, to denounce that. You know why? Because he, along with the rest of the Democrats, they want the Supreme Court justices removed. If that means killing them, do it. Because they, and you know what? They would have said, oh, man, it's so bad, it's so terrible what happened to Brett Kavanaugh. This is part of the reason why we need to continue doing this. This is the reason why we need to do away with guns. This is why we need to take all of them. That, if that would, if it would have actually happened,
yeah.
If it would have been successful, and if it's so terrible, so now we're gonna do this, and that would have been like for 1 week, and then the following week they would already had a replacement coming in, and said we got to do this, and they're gonna bring a socialist, and we got to remove the guns. We're on the verge of losing all of our freedoms right now. We're on the verge of doing it. They're going to strictly try to take away our guns. They have 10 Republicans that are basically going to end up being traitors to this nation if they give in to what these Democrats want. The red flag laws are terrible. For someone,
well, they're not going to be federal red flag laws.
But the Democrats, what is the stepping stone? The
yeah.
stepping stone.
Yeah.
If they get what they want, a red flag law means that someone can go and say something about you, and they can come in and take your means of protection, and then you cannot even confront your accuser. That is horrifying, people. The rule of law is completely gone.
Yep.
Hey, I want to thank everybody for being with us, and thank you so much to our sponsor, ATP Project, American Truth Project, ATP, American Truth Project. Thank you so much, everybody, for chiming in, listening in, and sharing this audio. We will see you next time. God bless.